This podcast episode is brought to you by Paleo Valley's Organic Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Now, we all know that many olive oils are cut with seed oils or that they are rancid, and so it's not always easiest to find a quality and properly sourced olive oil. Yes, in case you didn't know, many store-bought olive oils are diluted or blended, compromising both taste and quality, and may even cause rancidity. I'm really glad that Paleo Valley's extra virgin olive oil remains pure and unadulterated, sourced from a single organic valley in Greece. Paleo Valley ensures freshness and nutrient content by packaging their olive oil in dark glass bottles. At a certain point, I stopped using extra virgin olive oil, but once our practice started working with people with chronic inflammatory response syndrome, or SIRS, we started recommending it for the reduction of TGF-beta-1. It is an immune system marker that shows inflammation both for COVID-19, SIRS, and actually many other illnesses. So if your TGF-beta-1 is high, you may want to try incorporating a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. Make sure to check it out. It comes in a 2-pack package. And remember, all Paleo Valley products are guaranteed with a money-back guarantee. Go to paleovalley.com/NWJ to get 15% off your order. Thanks for supporting companies that support this podcast. Hey guys, it's Judy from Nutrition with Judy. Thanks for joining me today. While you're here, please make sure to like and subscribe. If you're listening to this on podcast, please make sure to follow the show. My name is Judy Cho, and I'm board certified in holistic nutrition, and I have a private practice where we focus on root cause healing, and that often starts with the Carnivore Cures All Meat Elimination Diet. Today is a solo episode about real talk for chronic inflammatory response syndrome. There's been a lot of noise and buzz about CIRS, or chronic inflammatory response syndrome, in the carnivore space, especially since I did the last interview with Michaela Peterson, as well as my client that joined and shared her story, Kelly Ann. It's amazing, and I am more than excited to have so many people get to root cause healing. But then there's also lots of frustrations and questions, and probably many more questions from even hearing about this diagnosis, and maybe possibly that you have that illness. So I just wanted to have some real talk. I know this is not cutting against the grain, and this channel is more geared towards interviews, but I think this conversation is really, really important. I know that if you have been diagnosed with CIRS, or if you're CIRS curious, but you're not sure if you want to go down this path because it seems really difficult, I totally understand. Yes, it is true that the medical system has failed you. It has failed me, and it has failed most of the people that have tried to do a carnivore diet or have found a modality in diet for healing. I get it. And the CIRS doctors understand that you are frustrated from standard care and the incorrect diagnoses of what's been going on with you. If you've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia or possibly ulcerative colitis or autoimmune illnesses, those may not be your root cause issue and rather a symptom. Standard care always likes to treat symptoms, and it's not because they're evil, but it's just they see a problem and how do we fix that problem so that the person in front of me, in the shortest amount of time, we can alleviate their pain or their suffering. And that will not get you to root cause for many of the situations. The average CIRS sufferer struggles and goes through 10 to 20 doctors and spends over $50,000 in medical care before they find a CIRS diagnosis. And by the end of it, they're tired and they're exhausted and they're very distrusting. And again, we totally understand that. But on the flip side, I just want to make clear that myself or some of these CIRS providers, they are not the ones that have been causing you to do this runaround. And so I just hope that we have some grace for all of us involved, that we understand ultimately we are all trying to help you and that you are trying to get help so that you can feel better. I know that some doctors recommend certain additional things other than the CIRS protocol, or maybe they don't follow it fully and that isn't ideally recommended, but they may have their reasons for that. I just hope you understand that for every provider, they have found certain things that work well for their patients. And for some people, it may not always work. It doesn't mean that doctor is wrong for everyone. If that was the case, that doctor would be out of business. And I think Dr. Shoemaker would not be recommending them, nor would I be recommending some of these providers. So while some of you may get frustrated that you can't get a hold of a CERS provider, or that you're not getting better faster, or that you've heard that some other medication worked better, or that they're having you do something else, I ask that you just have a little bit more patience and grace, because the truth is there's only about 15 certified shoemaker providers, and there's many, many of us. It's almost 1 in 4 people are suffering from CERS. So the provider space needs to play catch up and provide the care that we really deserve. And once we are making stinks about it, it will happen. The other thing I want to bring up is a lot of the CERS providers either have gone through their own CERS illness or have loved ones in it. So they understand the illness. And also that is why they're here. That is the ultimate reason why they're here. And now it's their mission to help others get better. And now I know some of you are frustrated why they won't take insurance and they're hundreds of dollars expensive, maybe even more than that. And one of the reasons is there is so much complication to billing insurance, and you have to know certain ICD codes, but I don't think there really is an ICD code for CERS. They may have to put something under fibromyalgia, and then some things will not get covered. So it gets super complicated, but it's often also why they will cover blood work, because blood work has CPT codes that are easily found. Now, there might be CERS doctors around you that say they know the Shoemaker protocol. If they don't know the standard blood work in a Shoemaker protocol, so that would be your MMP9, TGF-beta1, getting your HLA-DR, which is the genetic marker, your MSH, your C4A, maybe C3A, your VEGF. If they don't know those markers or don't test for it, I would leave. That would be my honest suggestion, because that to me is clearly sharing that they do not follow the Shoemaker protocol. The next group of people I want to talk about are the indoor environmental professionals, or the IEPs. I do not recommend searching for mold specialists and then finding someone local to you to fix your home. You can get a really cheap bid for maybe a couple hundred or a couple thousand. I don't want to say a number because I don't want to get in trouble, but you can get a bid for much less and say that your home is now cleared of mold, but that might not be CERS clearance of mold and or actinos or endotoxins. We also have to understand that IEPs are also human. So they will do their best based on their expertise, and they will know where there are areas that are likely to have some type of water damage. In Texas, for example, there are many, many homes that are new builds that actually have mold. And it's because the wood comes to the home area already moldy, and then it stays out in the rain, gets wet. And then once they're building on it, it's already moldy. When we remediated our home, they covered the whole area with plastic, but fragments and spores are so tiny that they're able to breach the blood-brain barrier. So the human error of some amount of fragments coming out is possible. I'm not saying that it's okay that that happens, but I'm just saying that it is possible that it can happen. So a doctor may recommend an IEP, and then it doesn't work out perfectly for you, but don't give up. Whichever remediator they recommend should come back and be able to remediate. I don't want you to get disheartened that your home isn't remediated right away, or that you're not healing right away off the binder. There has to be grace. Just as long as it took you to find this illness, it may take time for you to finally start healing in this illness. What I do suggest about the IEPs is that you do use someone that either your provider, your CERS provider recommended, or that I recommended, or that's on the Shoemaker list, or that you found that is accredited and understands CERS illness, and that they will march to the letter for CERS level of remediation so that somebody sick enough with CERS can live in that home and it's clean. Okay, so there's been a lot of discussion around cost ever since this has come up. So yes, people will initially feel hope, and then they will feel, well, I can't afford that, or I can't do the blood work because it's so expensive. So let's first talk about the blood work. I will tell you that many of the blood work markers cost me $110 per marker. You can even look up the individual markers and you will see it adds up really quickly. Yes, the blood work is expensive. We do offer a mini version of it so that you can at least know your genetic HLA-DR, which is your inflammatory response to biotoxins. So if you have one of the susceptible genes, you may likely have been exposed and why you may be unwell. It has some of the other primary inflammatory markers, so it will help you to figure out if you should start pursuing CERS. A lot of the people that do blood work with us asks, why can't we just work with you through the whole process for nutrition, for lifestyle, for mind, body, stress improvements? Those things you can absolutely work with us. But we not only cannot provide prescription medications, when it comes to the actual treatment, this is where we think of ourselves as like the emergency room triage. We're really seeing and diagnosing you if you have SIRS and helping you to even understand SIRS. So then once you go to the doctor, you're sort of ready and you can hit the ground running. The other thing is some people decide to pursue legal action, and I am not a doctor, and you want a physician to be the expert witness for you if that even happens. So when it's a nutritional therapist, or if it's a medical doctor or a DO or an ND, it just is more grounds that when they said they provided you your medical care and it shows how you've been sick, it is just a better case for you. So a lot of these things have been thought out before we are providing this public care. Some of you have also said, this is a rich man's disease. I can't even do this. How can we do this if we live paycheck to paycheck? I totally get that. It was one of the reasons why I decided I'm not going to do this. I'd rather focus on carnivore and gut health. It just costs maybe a couple hundred to do some gut supports and eat some meat. But I cannot ethically, morally, my values, when I say I'm helping you get to root cause, I cannot ignore that SIRS is a big reason why I believe that carnivores are suffering long term. I've come to a place where I have fully acknowledged that if you are carnivore and if you've been eating meat for over a year and you're still not fully better, it may be even 6 months, or that you have to stay strict carnivore and anything else deviating from that makes you sick, there's a high chance you are suffering from SIRS. I think there is an environmental illness that forces us to find a way to just make our bodies as strong as possible. And carnivore is the best way to do that. But beyond that, if you're a fish living in a dirty fish tank, you will not fully get better. The environment must be clean. So yes, as a goldfish, make yourself the strongest you can with the diet you choose, which should be meat. But the environment or the water should also be clean. So while this illness is not cheap, fun, or easy, nor is it easy for me to be diagnosing people with this and then seeing the overwhelm or sometimes seeing the hope and that amazement in people that they finally have an answer. It's not easy, but I will always stick to root cause healing and helping you get to be your best self. But that choice of wanting to be your best self is ultimately up to you. So this gets to the environment part. I will tell you, in the 2 years that I have been working with SIRS clients and patients, if you don't fix your building, the chance of you healing is slim. You could take the medication, and just like how some people first start carnivore and they feel so good, and then that goodness starts slowly dwindling, and then you're not as feeling as good as when you first started. I think that's what happens when some people take the binder. They start feeling, oh my gosh, I feel wonderful. I'm starting to have more energy. But slowly, because they're not at a full exposure, they start to feel bad or they just start to plateau. If that is your case, then I strongly urge you to consider your home. I know it is a very expensive expense. The real question you have to ask is, what is your life worth? I know it's such a hard discussion, but this illness is really causing brain atrophy, and that's the downstream effect of why you're feeling all the bodily symptoms and all the different systems in the body. So what cost is worth your brain degrading? And I know it's a hard discussion, and I know some people really don't have the money, and I don't have a solution for you, to be honest, but I cannot ethically say to you that let's just try medicine and you'll be fixed, because if your environment is not good, you will not heal. And I've seen it enough that I have to just share that. I had a client that started healing. And so their HERTSMe2 score, their environmental score wasn't the greatest. And we thought, okay, let's just see if you're healing. Maybe you don't really need to fix the environment. So she went on and just used the binder and started following the protocol. But eventually she started dipping, and then she got worse and worse, and she got back to where she was from the very beginning. And this time, even no matter how much she took the binders, it wasn't fixing her. And ultimately, she has to go through the remediation. Had she saved that 6 months, she spent all the money on the meds, all the money on all these other things to help her feel better, she could have saved that money to use on the remediation. Yes, it's still less money than the actual remediation, but it will be the remediation and then going through the actual protocol from there and following the Shoemaker protocol that will then get her to true healing. And so it is a hard pill to swallow. I totally understand that. And then to ask your loved ones for money and even to ask when you're on disability or you're not working. It is not a selfish thing to ask for this. It is your health. I know that this is a spiritual or life-altering illness, but sometimes even for myself, we were thinking of moving one day. And now that we've remediated this home, I kind of want to just live here forever because I know it's a cleaner building. It starts to make you question your values of, do these materialistic things actually matter in my life? Or does my health matter? So it is not a discussion that's easy, but I think it's something that you have to understand in order to truly heal. Your environment must be clean. And sometimes that includes removing furniture, books, anything porous, which is kind of everything. They are holding on to some of the fragments and spores that are making you sick. Let's talk a little bit about the meds. I've had a few clients that found ways to get the medicine because cholestyramine is honestly not too difficult to get. But at a certain point, they just start not feeling well. Maybe they can't even tolerate a quarter of a dose of one of the servings and you need to take four in a day. It's likely you're in exposure. And so if you cannot tolerate the medications, even after a lot of the, maybe you've tried a little bit of low dose VIP, maybe you've tried certain other things. Maybe you started with a natural binder like MycoBind, or you've tried a little bit of WellCol. If none of the binders are fully allowing you to start really dosing up, it is more than likely that you are in exposure, which is then causing you to have either a histamine reaction or some type of extra sensitivities to the medications. Your body is telling you that you're still in exposure and it is not ready to clean up. Just like carnivore is so new and controversial, SIRS is pretty new and controversial as well. But if enough of the people demand healing with SIRS, and you know the protocol, it's on my website. It is on Dr. Shoemaker's websites and all of the practitioners. If you know the protocol, make sure to demand that level of care from your provider. And so you know the steps. So if you find a random doctor and they're not first saying, get out of the building, and then the second step is get on the binder and then look at Marcon's, then those are red flags that your provider is not giving you the best level of care. The thing about this illness is it's so simple to follow the protocol, but it's also really difficult because you need to really follow the protocol. And so when people are skipping steps of Marcon's or changing the binders, I have just seen in the Carnivore Plus SIR space, it is a disaster about to happen. You will have to keep going through the protocol and you will never fully get better. Eventually, if many of us demand SIRS and then we have legal cases and we demand support from our providers, maybe eventually our building codes will change. That is honestly my hope, and that more and more doctors will know this protocol and they will treat it correctly. But anger and frustration is not the answer. I know it is frustrating because now you have an answer, but it seems so overwhelming or daunting, or the care is so limited. But we have to find a way to work together because we will be the community and people that can drive this change so that the rest of the world, the 23% of people that are suffering from this illness, can finally start healing. We all deserve the right to heal, but it takes some of us front runners to have the patience and grace and to deal with the hiccups of us finding a way to all work well together while we heal. After nearly 2 years of learning about SIRS and having SIRS patients and clients, I really, really cannot advocate more that you have to follow the Shoemaker protocol to the T. The building is so important. While there may be some advocates online that say you don't have to follow it fully or you don't have to follow the building codes fully, trust me, I work with some of the most unwell and they are not healing when the building is not clean enough. For some people, the building may not need to be clean enough, but if you risk it and just go through the steps, you may have to go back to the end and have to spend a lot of money starting to remediate because the protocol or the environment wasn't clean enough for you. Dr. Shoemaker did so much research and he knows why the protocol and the steps were laid out the way they were. Because if you follow it, I have some incredible client stories that I keep telling them to come on here and share. But they are incredible stories of true healing. And when I mean true healing, I mean literally zero symptoms. And they sleep through the night and lots of other good things. I know you can heal, but it requires your mind, energy, and spirit to be in the right place. It also requires you to have grace for other people, whether it's your family that doesn't want to believe in SIRS, or whether it's your provider that's not answering your call today. I think we should take a second and realize that at least we have an answer after a decade or two of wanting to know why you're sick. You finally have an answer. And the other thing is, you no longer have to have the generational curse in your family. If you know you're sick and then your children are kind of showing symptoms of SIRS, now you know what they need to do. And they don't have to deal with this illness for decades before they have an answer. So I think this is a win. I know it's a really difficult win, and I understand that, but just know that people can heal. But there are no shortcuts when it comes to SIRS. And that's just the ultimate thing I wanted to share. So have grace, follow the Shoemaker protocol to the T, and find the right people to work with that are following the Shoemaker protocol, whether it's the IEPs or the providers. Because if you skip any steps, while you may save money or time in the moment, you will be paying for it in the long term. And it's a mistake and regret that I don't want you to see that I've seen in so many of my clients. Okay, guys, I know that this is kind of a hard conversation, but I think it was really needed. I just want to see our community heal. And I know that so many carnivores are suffering from SIRS. And as many of you heal, you can share your story so that the future generation of SIRS sufferers can hear your story and heal too. And you can be their beacon of hope. And that's what life is all about. Okay, guys, make sure to eat a lot of meat. Take care of your bodies, because it's the only place you have to live. I will talk to you later. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to the Nutrition with Judy podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please make sure to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app so more listeners like you can find the show. If you want more practitioner care and support, head over to nutritionwithjudy.com/groups so you can get more real talk about carnivore, the environment, and root cause healing. You can also find my content on Nutrition with Judy's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Make sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter and learn more about in-depth articles with infographics at nutritionwithjudy.com/articles. You can find my two books, Carnivore Cure and The Complete Carnivore Diet for Beginners, on carnivorecure.com and amazon.com. At the heart of Nutrition with Judy's practice, our mission lies with a deep, unwavering passion for service and community. We will continue to empower you to have the knowledge and tools to live a life nearly symptom-free, because we firmly believe in healing and wellness for all.